From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kHz and voanews.id.
Listener, here's the news. First, the headlines. Minister Mahfud MD affirms elections to ensure people decide leadership succession. Minister Suharto Monoarfa states global partnership for effective development cooperation must improve solidarity to achieve SDGs. And here's the news in detail. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs Mahfud MD has affirmed that the general elections are meant to ensure that the succession of leadership in Indonesia is determined by the people. As quoted by Antara on Wednesday, he stated that the country's direction should be determined by the way of the people, by the people, and for the people, and not of the people by the oligarch and for the elite. He has further explained that the elections reflect Indonesia's democracy, and it is hoped that the upcoming general elections in 2024 can proceed peacefully, smoothly, and with integrity. Minister of National Development Planning, or the head of National Development Planning Agency, Suharto Monoarfa, has urged the members of the Global Partnership for Effective Development Cooperation to enhance solidarity through effective and inclusive multilateralism. According to a statement received by Antara on Wednesday, he further said that multilateralism is required to accelerate the implementation of sustainable development goals. He also remarked that globally, only 12% of SDG's 140 targets have proceeded according to the plan. Furthermore, the COVID-19 pandemic left a significant challenge on development issue, and 93 million people remain in extreme poverty by 2020. Minister of Trade Zulkifli Hasan is targeting 0% import duty on exports of pineapples and bananas from Indonesia to other countries. According to Minister Zulkifli, the pineapple and banana commodity from Lampung have dominated the world trade market. However, he also conveyed that there are a number of obstacles of commodity trade with various countries, one of which is the import duty rate, which varies in each country. The government is working on the application of 0% import duty on pineapples and bananas. The Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Ministry is working to improve human resources in this sector using several strategies ranging from formal education to training. The Ministry's Agency for Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Research and Human Resources has been renamed the Agency for Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Human Resources Education and Development. According to the agency's head, Inyo Maradiata, in a statement received by Antara on Wednesday, this transformation marks the commitment of the agency's Development and Education Center in creating great maritime affairs and fisheries human resources for the blue economy, which is being pursued through many aspects such as education, training, competency development. U.S. climate envoy John Kerry said more work was needed to iron out agreements with China on major issues after 3 days of talks in Beijing aimed at rebuilding trust between the world's two biggest greenhouse gas emitters. As reported by VOA.com, according to Kerry on Wednesday, the U.S. team and its administration came to Beijing in order to unstick what has been stuck since almost last August. Climate talks were suspended last year following the visit of U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi to Taiwan, an island over which China claims sovereignty. Foreigners looking to buy property or land currently zoned for mixed commercial and residential use will be required to seek government approval from Thursday. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, the Ministry of Law and the Singapore Land Authority on Wednesday night announced that they have revised the Residential Property Act to classify these developments as residential property or land. Mixed commercial and residential developments, which include shophouses and some shopping centers with residences above, were previously part of the list of the land use zones designated as non-residential property. Hundreds of protesters stormed the Swedish embassy in central Baghdad in the early hours of Thursday morning, scaling its walls and setting it on fire in a protest against a burning of a Quran in Sweden. It was reported by ArabNews.com, all Baghdad embassy staff were safe, and the Swedish Foreign Ministry press office said in a statement condemning the attack and highlighting the need for Iraqi authorities to protect diplomatic missions. Thursday, demonstration was called by supporters of Shiite cleric Muqtada Sadr to protest the second planned Quran burning in Sweden in weeks, according to posts in a popular Telegram group linked to the influential cleric and other pro-Sadr media. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
The Indonesian Embassy in Singapore, in collaboration with Bank Indonesia's office and Bank BNI representative in Singapore, established the Indonesia House of Beans Singapore, or IHOB Singapore, on July 13, 2023, According to a press release from the Indonesian Embassy in Singapore receiving Jakarta on Monday, the establishment of IHOP Singapore is working with partners coffee shops in Singapore, which has 5 stores in Singapore, namely 6 OZ Espresso Bar. Indonesian Ambassador to Singapore Surya Pratomo stated, IHOP Indonesia, in the future, will also become a special space for micro, small and medium enterprises MSMEs of Indonesian coffee exporters, so that they have the opportunity to be able to market their products in Singapore so that they can compete in the global export market. On the same occasion, the Director General of National Export Development of the Ministry of Trade, Didi Sumedi, also said, the establishment of the IHOP Singapore is a concrete step by the Ministry of Trade to always develop a sustainable and collaborative promotion strategy. Didi added that Singapore is one of the most important countries for Indonesia's coffee export destination and has become a barometer of industrial development trends in the region and also in the world because Singapore has a market character as a meeting pot. The Indonesian Embassy in Singapore explained IHOP Singapore will select and curate Indonesian coffee bean variants to be purchased by 6 OZ's Espresso Bar, and coffee bean variants will be displayed at the IHOP Singapore alternately every 3 months. All variants of selected coffee beans from Indonesia that pass the selection and curation will be sold commercially at the IHOP Singapore, either directly to consumer or business to business, to other coffee outlets or traders in various packages. Indonesian coffee will be marketed in standard packages of 250 grams to 1 kg. Coffee pots and coffee capsules up to 60 kg wholesale packaging. The signing of the Memorandum of Understanding regarding the establishment of the IHOP Singapore was witnessed by the Indonesian Ambassador to Singapore Surya Pratomo, the Director General of National Export Development of the Ministry of Trade, Didi Sumedi, and representative from the Singapore Ministry of Trade and Industry and the Singapore Coffee Association, SCA.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back! This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's 5 super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners. From Indonesia to the
world. Listener, we begin today in history on July 20th with an event in 1969 when Neil Armstrong set foot on the moon. The Apollo 11 space shuttle successfully landed on the moon on July 20, 1969. the United States space mission successfully landed with humans on the moon and was manned by Neil Armstrong, Edwin Aldrin, and Michael Collins. Neil Armstrong and Edwin Aldrin successfully explored the moon for 2.5 hours while Michael Collins in the plane communicated with the NASA station on the Earth. The mission to land on the moon was for space research. The astronauts also brought home samples of moon rocks to be researched on the Earth. We move to the next event in 1979 when Viking 1 spacecraft successfully landed on Mars. Viking 1 successfully landed on Mars, making it a spacecraft that arrived on the Red Planet. Viking 1 was launched on August 20, 1975 and arrived on Mars on June 19, 1976. On July 20, 1976, the Viking 1 lander separated from the orbiter, landed in the Crisia Planitia region of Mars, and sent back the first close-up photographs of the rust-red Martian surface. In September 1976, Viking 2 was launched just 3 weeks after Viking 1, entering orbit around Mars, where Viking 1 assisted with surface imaging and also sent the lander. During the Viking 1 and 2 missions, the two orbiters imaged the entire surface of Mars at 150 to 300 meters resolution, and the two landers sent back more than 1,400 images of the planet's surface to Earth, an extraordinary achievement for humans in studying outer space. We end today in history with an event on World Moon Day. World Moon Day or Moon Day is observed every year on July 20th. World Moon Day marks the anniversary of the first human landing on the moon as part of the Apollo 11 lunar mission. The celebration also takes into account the achievements of all countries in lunar exploration and raises public awareness of sustainable use of the moon. NASA has dubbed July 20th Moon Day, aiming to commemorate NASA's successful moon landing mission. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Tapi sempurnanya hawamu, percuma senyumku dengan dia. Sebab kau terlalu indah dari sekedar kata. Dunia berhenti sejenak menikmati indahmu.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The head of Indonesia Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency, BMKG, Dwi Korita Karnawati, said that water management is key to facing both dry and wet hydrometeorological hazards. Having wide territory makes Indonesia prone to those disasters, especially if the west is still dry and the east is still wet. According to Dwi Korita, her side is coordinating with the regional government while the climate dynamics is still developing dynamically. Dwi Korita further said that water management can be prepared, such as constructing dams, reservoirs, irrigation jointly with regional government, public works and housing agency, and river area agency of each region. Until the first 10 days of July, some 60% of the seasonal zone in Indonesia is entering the dry season. Dwi Korita further said that BMKG and related stakeholders have been coordinating for the mitigation of two wet and dry hydrometeorological hazards since early February. She added that a land and forest fire can happen next to a flooded area because of differences in topography and local weather. Besides water management, Dwi Korita also asked regional government to keep updating and monitoring weather info because weather dynamics is very complex.
Sedikit alasan pergi tanpa berpamitan. ku. Tutur kata yang sempurna tak sebaik yang ku kira. Andai ku tahu semua akan sia-sia, takkan ku terima cinta sesaatmu.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
VOI listener, Yogyakarta Palace has a unique tradition of welcoming the Islamic New Year or Hijri New Year, namely Mubeng Batang. This hereditary tradition is done by Tirakat Lampah Ratri or praying to God by walking along a certain path. There are a number of tracks in Mubeng Batang, but the most popular one is going around Yogyakarta Palace. Palace servants and residents, ritual participants, walk for about 5 kilometers around the Yogyakarta Palace Fortress. The servants line up at the front wearing Javanese clothes without crease and footwear. They walk carrying the Indonesian flag and the banner of the Yogyakarta Palace. Meanwhile, the residents participating in the Mubeng Batang were behind the royal servant. Before Mubeng Batang begins, songs from Macapat are recited from Sri Manganti Palace, Yogyakarta Palace, which depict prayers. This ritual begins at midnight when Kiai Brajanala's bell in Keben's courtyard is rung 12 times. Furthermore, servants and residents, participants of the carnival, walk for about 5 kilometers around Yogyakarta Palace Fort. The Mubeng Batang route is counterclockwise. Mubeng Batang tradition is known as Tapa Bisu ritual because when walking around the palace, the carnival participants are prohibited from talking to each other. They are also prohibited from eating and drinking during the ritual. Tapa Bisu, a symbol of concern and introspection for the people of Yogyakarta in welcoming the new year. Historically, Mubeng Beteng is a Javanese Islamic tradition that began when Mataram Kingdom built a fort around the place. The fort was completed on one Suro according to the Javanese calendar. Then the soldiers routinely surround the fort to guard against enemy threats. After building a ditch around the palace, the task of going around the palace fortress was replaced by courtiers. The servants walk around while reading silent prayers so that they would be given safety. Initially, Mubeng Beteng was carried out by servants. Over time, people can also participate in this ritual. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder that introduced you to Mubeng Beteng tradition, a tradition to welcome Islamic New Year from Yogyakarta, Java Island, Indonesia.
Semuanya reda, kau menghilang.
listener, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Miscellany for today has the topic President Esports Cup 2023. Listeners, the 2023 President Esports Cup will be held again on 18 July to 22nd October 2023 at Tennis Indoor Senayan, Jakarta. This tournament is one of the tournaments that embraces the entire esports community by consistently competing local games as well as holding open qualifiers that everyone can participate in. The Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, at a press conference in Jakarta on Monday, said that the presence of the 2023 Esports President Cup would also support the local game industry in Indonesia, namely Lokapala and Battle of Satria Dewa. He also greatly appreciates the holding of the President's Cup by the Mile.com for being able to present to local games this year. Sandiaga Uno also hopes that the President Esports Cup will be able to provide a more massive stimulus to support the growth of Indonesian esports talents evenly so that they are ready to compete in world-class esport tournaments. Apart from local games, the President Cup Esport 2023 will also compete two popular foreign games, Mobile Legends, namely Bang Bang and Valorant. The 2023 Esport President Cup will be the first year for PC game Valorant has participated in the event. Head of organizer for the 2023 Presidential Cup Esports, Rangga Danuprasetyo, said that currently there are 44,000 participants from Sabang to Merauke who will compete at Tennis Indoor Senayan. He hopes that in just fifth event, there will be more participants and more new members will join. The committee targets 100,000 participants with an audience of 70 million people. Meanwhile, the Director of National and International Events for the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, Desi Ruhati, said the 2023 Esports President Cup could be packaged with the concept of highlighting Indonesian culture and massively published both domestically and abroad. The format of the Lokapala competition in the Esports President Cup 2023 is an open qualification. The 2023 Esports President Cup Open Qualifiers consists of 256 teams in 8 groups, using a single elimination best of 1 system. Each group will qualify 16 teams to the final open qualification round. There will be 16 teams in the open qualification final round that will compete using the single elimination best of 3 system and the final match best of 5. In the end, there will be 2 teams that will qualify for the final to fight for the 2023 Esports President Cup. That's Miss Seleni.
Kalau harus ku mengingatmu lagi, aku takkan sanggup dengan yang terjadi pada kita. Jika melupakanmu hal yang mudah, ini takkan berat, takkan membuat hatiku lelah. Aku kalah. Cinta ini pahit dan tak harus memiliki. Jika aku bisa, ku akan kembali. Ku akan merubah takdir cinta yang ku pilih. Meskipun tak mungkin, walaupun ku mau bawa kamu lewat mesin waktu. Jika melupakanmu hal yang mudah, ini takkan berat, takkan membuat hatiku lelah. Panjang perjalanan yang harus ku lalui, merelakanmu. Jika aku bisa, ku akan kembali. Ku akan merubah takdir cinta yang ku pilih. Meskipun tak mungkin, walaupun ku mau membawa kamu lewat mesin waktu. Akan merubah takdir cinta yang ku pilih. Meskipun tak mungkin, walaupun ku mau membawa kamu. Oh, jika aku bisa, ku akan kembali. Ku akan merubah cinta yang ku pilih. Meskipun tak mungkin, walaupun ku mau membawa kamu lewat mesin waktu.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
January Christie got her fame from her single Melayang or Floating that was released in 1986 and written by Dian Pramana Putra and Dedi Dukun. With a jazz vibe, Melayang got the attention of Indonesian listeners at the time. A prestigious music award at the time, BASF Award, even opened a new category for her, namely pop jazz. Melayang was dubbed as one of 150 best everlasting Indonesian songs by Rolling Stones magazine. Listener, here is January Christie with Melayang.
Bayangmu seakan tak dapat tercapai, tangan semakin jauh di dalam angan-angan. Kepastian darimu tak kusemakin ragu. Oh, banyak rintangan yang kita lalui dalam menempuh kita untuk bersatu. Akankah mungkin ku dapat menggapai cintaku? Bila tiada mungkin ku akan terima semua yang telah dipastikan oleh Tuhan yang kuasa. Aku relakan jiwa. Oh, banyak rintangan yang kita lalui dalam menempuh cita untuk bersatu. Akankah cintaku? Oh, banyak rintangan yang kita lalui dalam menempuh cita untuk bersatu. Akankah cintaku?
Voice of Indonesia.
Imanmu korban kemelut diri, tak tahu apa yang kau cari. Semua tak pasti, ha. Gerak suaramu yang tak tentu arah, tak tahu apa yang kau cari. Semua tak pasti, Melayang, pikiranmu melayang. Melayang, hayalanmu melayang jauh. Melayang, anakmu melayang. Terbawa asa diwana, sekejap tenggelam. Karismamu menghilang, tak tahu apa yang terjadi. Semua tak pasti, Melayang, pikiranmu melayang. Melayang, hayalanmu melayang jauh. Melayang, anganmu melayang. Terbawa asap dewana.
ternoda, walau hari telah senja, rembulan malam bersinar tiada bosan, menambah indah alam. Oh, ku merunduk dan memuji. Oh, indahnya ciptaan Tuhan. Bangkitlah jiwa, mari kita ciptakan suasana damai yang dijambakan. Tiada ada rasa tentang sesama.
All right, listener, it's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter at @voiindonesia and send us email on voi@voinews.id.